Vogel Alcove's main mission is to help homeless children overcome the effects of homelessness. We serve the little ones, infants, toddlers, and preschoolers that are homeless, living in shelters or transitional housing programs.
So tell us about a day-to-day. These kids actually come to your campus, which is beautiful, by the way, and they get care there.
Absolutely. We're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and really, our campus, I like to call it, is an oasis for them, because given what all is happening in their lives, when they walk through our doors, life changes for them for the hours that they're with us. And so, yes, their parents drop them off, and then their parents go either to work, to school, or working the shelter program, whatever's next in their life.
And then while they are there, obviously they're split up into age groups. There's classrooms, there's eating,
so,
there's so much going on.
Correct. So the kids come and they have breakfast in the morning. They have lunch and afternoon snack here. We have a research-based curriculum that we do with them. We provide a mental health program that's embedded. And we also provide a lot of enrichment activities for the kids. We have an all-natural playground here on site with three different gardens. We want their life here to be just like any other child in a quality early childhood program.
What is the biggest thing that you think these kids get away from coming there during the day versus being in the shelter as they would?
One of the things that we really strive for is that we create a sense of community for them. It's a very transient population, so they go from one place to the next to the next. So what we like to create is that we are their community. And so that they feel safe, they feel loved, they feel cared for, and it's one time they can just be kids. They don't have to worry about things that 2s and 3s and 4-year-olds aren't supposed to have to worry about in terms of where they're going to sleep, what they're going to eat, et cetera.
Well, and you mentioned a lot of the working with them with their abilities, and then, of course, there's some mental challenges as well. You guys sometimes are trying to undo maybe some things that they saw or they were exposed to.
Well, what we're really trying to do is the first 3 years of life are the most critical for brain development. And so research shows that if we can change what happens in the first 3 years, you'll literally change the child's life forever. And so one of the things we want to make sure of is as their brains are developing during these first 3 years, brains and trauma don't mix. So these children are under trauma. So a lot of them, their brains are delayed development. And so what we want to do is reverse that. And so we technically say we're in the business of rewiring brains so that we can make an impact there that will literally follow them the rest of their lives.
So I know you guys have some teachers, but if people are listening to this, how can they get involved?
Well, yes, we do have 70 staff members, but we still need volunteers. So we use people can volunteer as they can come, and some volunteers come once a day. Once a week and come every week. Some come just every now and then. And then we have some that come as groups. And so we have some people that volunteer. We also have people that provide in-kind donations. And, of course, we have a $5 million budget, so we can always use donations directly to Vogel Alcove. So those are the ways that people can be involved.
And I don't think we can emphasize how adorable and precious these children are. I mean, they just melt your heart.
Yes. Well, they are very special kids, and our new spring campaign that we're doing, we've called it Facing Homelessness, and the reason we've called it that is that when kids walk through the doors of Vogel Alcove, they actually get a face, and they get a name, and they get an identity, whereas many people will walk by in this community, children who are homeless. They just don't know they are. Family homelessness is extremely hidden in the community. They're not the people you're going to see under the bridge or walking, sitting on the side of the road. And so a lot of people are not aware of the really big problem we have with family homelessness because they are hidden. They're either in shelters or they're on somebody's couch or they're in a motel or a car. And so that's why our new campaign for the spring is Facing Homelessness and actually giving a face to the issue.
Well, and I kind of want to reiterate the point you just made there. A lot of times you mentioned, oh, a homeless person, and they think of the person that they do see on the street or under a bridge. Mm-hmm. They don't think of a 2-year-old or a 3-year-old
Absolutely.
Who just, you know, is trying to play or trying to walk and learn things.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Most people, that's the thing. Most people have no idea when you hear the word homelessness, they think of usually an adult male. Panhandler or something like that versus an actual family with infants, toddlers, preschoolers.
How big is the homelessness problem in Texas when it comes to children?
Well, in Dallas alone, we have probably over 3,000 homeless children, if you count what the way Dallas ISD counts. So it's a huge issue.
Wow, that's big. Anything else you'd like to add, Karen?
No, we just appreciate the support. We could not do, Bogle's been around for 30 years, but we could not do what we do without the support of the Dallas community. So we just thank you for this opportunity.